We read today of the death of a legendary Texan whose name will forever be linked to another Texas legend, the armadillo. 80-year-old Sam Lewis was, so far as we know, the first and foremost armadillo promoter in the world. He lived in San Angelo, Texas, where his friend Ross McSwain used to be regional editor at the San Angelo Standard-Times. Mr. McSwain, what exactly did Sam Lewis do with armadillos?
Sam would take the little creatures and show them at promotional organizations. He would race them. That was probably the fun part about it, was armadillo races. Of course, the little creatures don't run real fast, and they could be caught fairly easily. And this would be done at fairs, at community events. It was quite an interesting thing. And, of course, Sam studied the armadillo and knew a great deal about the creature that a lot of people didn't know.
When you say that he would race them, there were armadillos that raced against other animals, but then there were armadillo races against other armadillos.
Right, right. And this was something that he dreamed up. And the way the races were conducted, he had a little pen, and then people would select their armadillo from his stable, and he would always have six or eight, and they would put it down. And then the person that chose the armadillo would get behind the little fellow and kind of coax it down the racetrack, which probably was not more than about 20 yards.
Mr. Lewis, I gather, also provided show business people with armadillos when the
need
arose.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. He provided several movie producers with armadillos that appeared in several different movies. One in particular that I remember was a Willie Nelson movie, Barbarossa. And he and the farm boy from Fredericksburg would chase the armadillo through the brush, and that was their supper. And of course, they're tasty little things to eat, but a lot of people, of course, are not too interested in eating them.
Then in the movie Tin Cup with Kevin Costner, I believe there is an armadillo.
Yes, that's true.
Courtesy of Sam Lewis. Mm-hmm. And this went beyond Texas. I mean, he took the armadillos abroad.
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, he told me one time about his trip to England, in which he had gone over there, and they had some type of exhibition or something there, and the Queen Mother came, and she was quite fascinated by the armadillos, and of course he had them on display at the time. I don't believe he raced them over there.
Now, while the armadillo was Mr. Lewis's obvious favorite in the animal kingdom, the jalapeno pepper also vied for his affection.
Yes, yes, it did, And he was quite an aficionado of the peppers. The jalapenos was his favorite, and he was always trying new little recipes and how they could be used. And in doing this, he came up with this jalapeno lollipop.
What about the armadillos? I mean, apart from there being his meal ticket to some extent, did he actually feel much, have much affection for these animals?
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yes, he did. And they seemed to have a lot of affection for him. You know, in his handling of the creature, I have seen him even nuzzle up to him.
Mr. McSwain, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're
today.
Very welcome.
Ross McSwain of San Angelo, Texas, talking with us about Sam Lewis, who died at 80. Sam Lewis was America's, probably the world's, foremost armadillo promoter.